The stir in the KWMT-TV newsroom occurred at 4:26 p.m. Newsroom stirs come in many varieties. There are those rare history-making events that everyone, journalist or not, remembers. How they heard the news, where they were, what they were doing. Those moments when, at least during that initial jolt, you forget you're a journalist. Then there are journalists' first major news stories that are so good they rouse an entire newsroom, whether you're working on the story or not. More frequent are the exciting person is visiting stirs. Presidents, certain prime ministers, a rare Supreme Court justice, an even rarer Nobel Peace Prize winner, and of course, movie stars. Movie stars are always good for a stir. This stir didn't have the gravitas of a major event. Besides, there were no bulletins on the wire, which I'd been idly checking while waiting for someone to answer the call I'd just made. And if there was any reason a president, prime minister, Supreme Court justice, Nobel Peace Prize winner, or movie star happened to be in Sherman, Wyoming, it was beyond my imagination. For that matter, the reason I was in Sherman, Wyoming was often beyond my imagination. My chair only turned to the right, so to see the cause of the newsroom stir 90 degrees to my left, I pivoted 3/4 of the way around. Thomas David Burrell. Thomas was a rancher in Cottonwood County and well thought of by most of its citizens. And yes, he had a certain something that draws a fair number of people to his rough-hewn face and tall, lanky body. But I wouldn't have predicted that his arrival would produce an exciting person stir. Except his purposeful stride and tight jaw added a potential layer of big story, especially since he was headed straight for the closed office door of news director Les Hayburn. I stood, disconnecting the phone as my source answered, and went after Tom. His knock was somewhere between perfunctory and non-existent. He'd swung open the door and strode up to Hayburn's desk as I reached the room.
Hayburn, I'm Tom Burrell.
I spoke over Hayburn's flustered half-syllables as I came up beside the newsroom stirrer. Tom? He didn't look at or answer me. We'd had our issues, but never to that extent.
Need your help to put out a call for volunteers for a search. Immediately.
I swallowed the oh God that tried to come first and demanded, Tamantha? His daughter was formidable, yet there were dangers that could find any living soul, even formidable third graders. Tom still didn't look at me, but he reached out and rested a large hand on my shoulder.
She's fine, Elizabeth. Hey, I heard, Tom, what's going on?
We'd been joined by KWMT-TV sports anchor, Mike Paycheck. Actually, as a hometown sports hero who'd made it to the National Football League for a respectable career, then returned here to serve his apprenticeship in TV, he provided the station more than simply a sports anchor. What he was to me, if anything more than a respected colleague and sometimes fellow ad hoc investigator, remained to be seen. Whether part of the reason it was unseen was Thomas David Burrell also remained to be seen.
It's Brian Walterston, Connie's husband. He's missing, Tom said. I thought he was in a wheelchair, Mike said. He is, but he has a special wheelchair so he can get around some outside. Connie got back from Cody and he's gone and so is the wheelchair. He must be in one of the ranch buildings. She's looked. Connie wouldn't yell fire unless there was a fire. He's gone. Somewhere beyond the home ranch.
That's too bad, Hayburn said woodenly. But what?
He can die out there. Sun'll set before long and a man in his condition might not last the night. Even if it is warm for October, we need to find him, fast. To do that, we need as many pairs of eyes as we can get. Break into your show and...
Break into? We can't, Hayburn gasped.
Ask the Heathertons, or I'll talk to them.
So, Tom knew the nearly mythical owners of the station, knew them, and was confident he could persuade them to his way of thinking. We can't interrupt programming, Hayburn repeated. We've never...
Doesn't mean you can't, Mike snapped.
Faced with these two men, I could see Hayburn drawing back into the stubborn certainty of the week, like a turtle into its shell.
Possibly it can be mentioned during the 5 o'clock. We need searchers now, this minute. Waiting could...
A crawl, I said. We can put up a crawl.
What's a crawl?
Now Tom did look at me, and there was something deep in his dark eyes that flicked at a nerve developed over years of journalism. There was something below the surface, something he didn't intend to reveal.